The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Aleph, Haboy el Aramis Kanoim Poiginboy. And the Gemara explains there in Sanhedrin, Haboy el Aramis Kanoim Poiginboy, Halocha ve'ein Moirin came. And the Taich is Kanoim Poiginboy. Someone who's a Kanoi is Poiginboy. But you have to be a Kanoi. If you're talking not a Kanoi, then that's not the din. The din is don't get involved. That's the taich of the din. Kanoim, someone who be'emes, is a kanoi poigin boy. And that's why it's halocha ve'ein moirin kein. You can't give a psak for such a thing. If the emes is you're a kanoi and you're holding thereby, so do it. You go ask a shayla and get a psak on such a thing. It's not. It's more than it's a t'nai in the din. It's the gedder of the din. A kanoi who understands is poigin boy. If you're asking the shayla already, then it's not for you. It's interesting that in Shulchan Aruch and Ebn Ezer it says, Habal akusis, Imloy pogaboy kanoyim, and they didn't give him malchus, then he's going to get an oynish b'dei shamayim. So the chelkis machoikik is medayik. Shulchan Aruch didn't even bring down the din of kanoyim poigaboy. Agav orche, he said, Habal akusis, Imloy pogaboy kanoyim. The Ramah, on the other hand, in the end of Choshen Mishpat, the last simon in Choshen Mishpat, simon tof chof hey, mamash at the end, the Ramah brings down the halacha, Habal akum, farhesya, kanoyim poigaboy. So I want to say a taich. The Gemara says, halocha ve'ein moirin kein. You're not supposed to give a zapsak. If someone asks, you don't pass from that to him. What if you're writing a halocha sefer? You put such a thing into a halocha sefer? Is that part of halocha ve'ein moirin kein? I think it's a machloikis, machaber emo. The machaber doesn't say. He just says it, im moi pogoboy. And the chalkis machloikis medayik. He doesn't say it, because halocha ve'ein moirin kein. But the remo does say, vice the chos, it's a machloikis, machaber emo, if halocha ve'ein moirin kein includes not to put it into a halacha sefer. That's good for machloikis machaber emo. Now the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Issui Bri, he brings down the gedorim of this halacha. The Rambam Vayishlish does bring it. That's not called moirin kein that he puts it in Rambam. Well, the Rambam, it wasn't just for halacha. The Rambam was writing kol ha-Torah kula. Shulchan Aruch is already a halacha sefer. And that's a machloikis machaber emo. But the Rambam is making a sikum of kol ha-Torah kula. But it's a chelik in Torah, kanoim poigin boy. But the Rambam says, the only din of Kanoim Poigenboy is B'shas Maisa, when it's together with the Isha. But once it's not together, Ein Rashoy with Goya Behem. But then the Rambam fears always, Abo and Perish, if you're ready, if it's over, Ein Horgim Oisoy. And the Achroinim Amadai, Ein Horgim Oisoy. The man doesn't get killed, the boil doesn't get killed, if it's not B'shas Maisa. But the Isha, the reason you're killing the Isha is because of Kaloin. That's going to be even if it's not B'shas Mais. So the Rogachover says a beautiful diak in the Psukim. V'shem ish Yisrael hamuke, the name of the man, asher huke es hamidyonis, who was together with the Mizdyonis, Zimri ben Salu. By Zimri it has to stress that it was together with her. V'shem ha'isha hamuke hamidyonis, Kazvi v'asur. Kazvi is killed even if she's not together with Zimri. Zimri is only when it's together with Kazvi. That's the diak in the Pasuk for this halacha. Rav Moshe in Shuvin, Igris Moshe has a shaila. We say that only a kanoi is poiging boy. If you're not a kanoi, then not. What's the maisa? Ruvain is boil arams. Shimon is coming to kill him. Kanoi and poiging boy. Levi sees Shimon, and Levi says, Levi sees a different story. Right? If someone's watching such a procedure happening, right? Ruvain is being boil arams. Shimon comes to be kill him. Kanoi and poiging boy. Levi sees the story differently. Levi says, I know this Shimon character. I know this guy. He's not a Kanoim Poigin Boy. I see a Ritzach. So he's a Roidith. I want to go kill him. I'm going to stop Shimon. Who's right? And if Levi goes and kills Shimon and stops, prevents Shimon from killing Reuben, is it a child of Roidith? Or Fakir, he was supposed to be Kanoim Poigin Boy. So Rav Moshe says in Shuvah, Avada, a person has a Cheskes Kashrus. Now, a person doesn't have a Cheskes Kanoim. But if he's a Kanoim and he's going to kill someone's Boil Aramis, he has a cheskes kashrus that says he's a kanoi. So unless bevadois, you know, not like that, then Levi's a ritzach. Now the Gemara says, that same sugya in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, ilu nepach Zimri, if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, Zimri has a right to protect himself. Zimri would have a right to protect himself against Pinchas. The Achronim have an interesting shaila though. The halacha is, even when someone's coming by roidith, if it's nitin latzilei be'echad nevarav, you don't kill him. If you have no choice, you have to kill him. But if it's nitin latzilei be'echad nevarav, then you don't. So the Shaira is, Zimri has a way to protect himself without killing Pinchas. He could be Parish. Hare, we know that the din of Kanoim Poigaboy is only Bishas Maisa. So why does it say Zimri can turn around and be killing Pinchas to protect himself? You're only allowed to do that in self, what's the word, in self, self-defense, and if you have no other choice. He has another choice. Loigaboy, if you can nip him Latzila Be'echad Meivarav, you could stop him with his hand or something. But here for sure he has another choice. He could be Parish. The din is Doch Kanoim Poigaboy only when it's Bishas Maisa. So I once heard a pshat, how does Zimri know that Pinchas is coming because of the din of Kanoim Poigimboy? It's a machlekes Rambam Raivid, if it's Hasra, like Kanoim Poigimboy. It's a machlekes Rambam Raivid. But like the Tzad, you don't need Hasra. Zimri knows that Pinchas is coming mitzad the din of Kanoim Poigimboy. He sees someone with a roimach, he doesn't know. He doesn't know if being Pirish is going to stop this guy. He doesn't know. Oh, you have to make that, take that into the cheshbon also. In the chanam. Now the ma'aseh Pinchas comes and takes a roimach. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, "Vayokam itaycha eva vayikach roimach biyodoy." The Gemara says, "Mikan she'ein nechnosim bekli zayin lebeis medrash." You see from here, usually you're not supposed to come into the beis medrash with weapons, with a kli zayin. And this is brought down la halachim shulchan aruch in Hilchos beis Knesses. Mutar likonis lebeis Knesses b'matloi b'tamili b'apendosoi. Aval yesh oisrim likonis lebeis Knesses b'sakin aruch aroish magula. Interesting halacha. Yesh oisrim likonis lebeis Knesses b'sakin aruch long knife aroish magula. Rolls without a yarmulke. Where does that come in? And that's a separate halacha. It's brought down already in the tzaddis and in earlier in Shulchan Aruch. What's this halacha? You shouldn't come to beis Knesses b'sakin aruch aroish magula. So some say roish magula doesn't mean without a yarmulke. It means that the sakin, sometimes it comes in with a kli that it's covered up. And we're saying you shouldn't come in with a sakin when it's Rosh Magoba, when it's open, when it's not nowadays if sometimes people walk in with guns, it has to be at least it should be locked. It shouldn't be Rosh Magoba. But others want to suggest it's Beroimach. It was said Rosh Magoba was a mistake. It had said Rosh Mem Gimel. Someone wrote Rosh Magoba. It originally had said also likonis besakin aruch a Beroimach. Especially if you learn that the makar of this halacha is from this Gemara in Sanhedrin, which there are agav, it's a pella, the Beis Yosef doesn't say that. The Beis Yosef says it's makar stam is a svara, sakin is makatzer yom of shalodim, and tadavin and Beis Knesses is mayur yom of shalodim. So it's not kedai. Lachar, the makarish could be from this Gemara Sanhedrin, and the story by Pinchas was with the Roima, and that could be maybe what it's saying here in Shulchan Aruch.
Roimach is in Klizayin, no?
What?
Roimach is kol in Klizayin, no?
It didn't say Klizayin, it said sakin. Sakin I Roima. The sakin, oruch, I'm Roima. Yeah. Now, in the etzem sugi of a kanoi, you have to understand, we said before the taicha is a kanoi is poigimboy. It's halacha ve'ein moirinken. You don't ask. Halacha ve'ein moirinken. There's an interesting word, you know, chukas and bolak always is together. Not always, but a lot of times. Chukas and bolak is tzazamen. Matis and masi is tzazamen. Pinchas is by itself. The kanoi stands alone. It's an egin azach, it's a personal thing. It's not for the klal. The kanoi, Pinchas say tamen. Nochazach, as we know, the story of Pinchas happened last week. In last week's parsha, there's the story. The kanoyis is one week. The schar is a different week. It doesn't always happen right away. Bevasachas. The kanoyis could be on one side. A lot of times, it looks in the beginning. It doesn't look like chlor. If I state this in the beginning, could be the schar is munach afterwards. But another makuda about kanoyis is that it says vayar Pinchas. Pinchas saw the story. Vayar Pinchas and then vayikach roimach. You have heintike kanoyim. Sometimes you have a kanoy. The first thing is Vayikach. He wakes up in the morning. The Eretz Zach is Vayikach Roimach. Takes the Roimach again. Zuch and cook and boss. It's Ganish Tazoy. It's first Vayar Pinchas. And then it's Vayikach Roimach. There's a Seder Advarim. There's a Tzure how it's done. Now the Gemara, the Pasuk says that Pinchas was given Bris Kuhunas Oilam. There's a Machloikis in the Gemara in Zvachim. The end of Zvachim. If Pinchas was a Kohen before this. There's one man the Yomar that says Pinchas was already a Kohen. He was an Enikel from Aaron. He already had a Din Kohen. And what was Mischadish now is that even though he did Ritzicha and he killed Zimri, still he remains with his Din Kohuna. Risi Sholem. But there's another man the Yomar that no. Loi Niskayin Pinchas Ad Shaharag Zimri. Pinchas wasn't a Kohen until he killed Zimri. This says Kohuna was given to Aaron, Ubonov, Nodav Avir, Lozav Yisomar, and that was it. And Lazaro Macharehem. Over Pinchas, who was already born beforehand wasn't a kohen. Although I think there's a nidden in the Achronim, Pinchas was avad allowed to eat Hera Maisa. He was allowed to eat truma even before this Maisa. He's legara from a bas kohen. A bas kohen can eat truma. Now, avad a ben kohen can eat truma, but a ben kohen eats truma because he's a kohen. But here I have a zohar. He's not a bas kohen, he's a ben kohen. Ben kohen oifesh. So he's Mishkan kohen, but he's ben kohen. But that's a whole shmuz. Bas kohen is only, you have to know the gedarim. Bas kohen, when she gets married to a Yisrael, loses the din bas kohen. Ben kohen also loses if he marries the Yisrael. But you have to know if Pinchas, even loy in the sky in Pinchas, he couldn't do avoida. If you're talking truma, he would eat. Hera Maisa, it's never gemot, because Bisman is out. Ben kohen is a kohen, unless he's a halal, and he's not. But ben kohen, because he wasn't a kohen yet, and it was Nischadish over here, kahuna on Pinchas.
Is he for sure a ben kohen?
Yeah, he's a ben. He's a ben of Elazar. Yeah.
His father became a
kohen after
he was born.
Oh, he wasn't even born. He's not. Elazar's other daughters wouldn't be truma. You want to say also if Elazar had other daughters, Mistami did. Yeah, Stelzer far. Yeah,
he was born.
No, so it's not. Did Elazar's daughters, the one Aaron's daughters, even did they? Aaron have some had bonus also. Doesn't say it. Wasn't. Did they truma him? You have to be the only one. He's not one. He became a kohen afterwards. Well, yeah, nice shot. Alkoponim Pinchas is not a kohen yet, and now he's becoming a kohen. He begat kahuna because of this mice of the kanois. Yesh lachka. If Pinchas would have been a Levi, b'chlam not a descendant of Aaron, if he would have been from Shevet Naphtali, it would be shayich that it would be given him a special parasha. Pinchas is oichat akon. If you're talking that avada, you need to be zera Aaron, and Pinchas grada is zera Aaron. And that's why he's able to become a kohen. It wouldn't be in Shaykh in Schadish that there's noch a din kohen, Shevet Naphtali, Pinchas from Shevet Naphtali is a kohen. The Nitziv says, even the Pasuk says, the Chazal say actually, it's the Lashon Chazal, Bedin hu sheyitol schari. Many Achronim talk, what is the Zog? Bedin hu sheyitol schari. So come then. There's many Pshatim. The Nitziv says, that's the Taich. Bedin hu sheyitol schari. Valer is a Zera Aaron. If he wouldn't have been Zera Aaron from a Shevet Naphtali, but Lanishka can give him a kohen. Now the Zohar says that it says Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen. In Zohar state that Be'emes the Shifte Ka came against Pinchas and it was Parcha Nishmosoi, and when it came back to him in the Neshama, he received the Neshama of Nodav Aviv. And that's what the Zohar says. It's Pinchas ben Elazar. He's Pinchas ben Elazar, but he's also Pinchas ben Aaron, not Elazar ben Aaron. It's Pinchas ben Elazar, but it's also Pinchas ben Aaron. By receiving the neshama of Nodav Aviv, that's the taich how he gets his kahuna. And he's directly Pinchas ben Aaron. Nodav and Aviv died without children, and Elazar and Isamar didn't do Yibum, but Lemaisa, Elazar's son, Pinchas, is Miskayim Nodav Aviv. Pinchas ben Elazar, but he's also ben Aaron, and that's the taich. Bedinu shegito kahuna. He becomes kohen. It wasn't a separate din. The emes kahuna was given to Aaron ubama ulazar machareim. Pinchas became, you have to understand these in yonim, not the ben Aviyu. But the Zohar already says that. That's the pshat. The Zohar Pinchas. Pinchas ben Aaron. In the Ramami Panu, he brings that. We have Zimri and Kozbi. He brings that Zimri was nisgalgul in the neshama of Rabbi Kiva, and Kozbi basur was nisgalgul in ishtoi shel Turnus Rufus, who eventually married Rabbi Kiva. That's the ma'aseh. That there's also there's chesbonis, but you have to understand in these in yonim. Be'emes the Zohar talks over there about Yibam. It's not stam that it's grada Yibam. It's a me'ena Yibam azad that Pinchas is geboren for Nodav and Aviv. We mentioned already that it said this nusach of Chazal bedin hu sheyitol schari. So kum tem deschar. What's the type? So we said from the Netziv because he's Zera Aaron. There's another pshat, the MS, schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah. And the reason is because the Eibishter says he's going to give you the schar, ma'achamei v'esrim. Oh, but by Pinchas, which is Eliyo, he's chai la'olam, so it's not going to come to that. It's like I said, Pinchas, which is Eliyo, is bedinu sheyitol schari, he should already get schar. He should already get the schar now. Now the pasuk says, v'aiter brisk, hinin yoysam is brisi sholoi. The Gemara says in Kedushin that the vav of sholoi is ketiyah. And it's brought down in the Masaira, and even in some of the Chumashim, in this Chumash, if you look very closely, it's printed in the Chumash. The Vav gets a little The printers worked out. Some chumashim actually did it. Some just make a star and they say a kochavit and they say the vav the shalom ketiyah. But in some of the chumashim it's even printed. It's a big machlokes rishonim exactly how you do a vav ketiyah in a sefer Torah. Either you slant off near the end of the vav or you mamish cut it in the middle like it's printed here. A vav ketiyah. What is the vav ketiyah meramis? So one shot is the vav ketiyah's meramis on the nisim that happened to Pinchas. And it's really a machloikis. Some nesachos don't have a vav ketiyah. If it's a vav ketiyah, so it stands, you cut the vav into two, it turns into either a yud, and that's the 10 nisim that happened to Pinchas. And some say, no, it's vav ketiyah, it cuts them into two vavs. Because that's the remez for the medrash that there was 12 nisim that happened to Pinchas. And there's a girsa in some nesachos, I think by the Teimanim in the Sefer Torah, it doesn't have vav ketiyah. It's connected to the 6 nisim that happened to Pinchas. And it's telling the various midrashim how many nisim happened to Pinchas. But it's hinnering nice and like Brisi Shalom. Shalom with the Vav Ketiyah, if it's a Yud, is Shalim. Shalim is 380 connected to 380 Kehanim Gedolim that were Sai, as you said, Balaturim, Sai in the first base of English and the second base of English. So that's the Shalim from the Vav Ketiyah. Rabbeinu Bechaya brings that Shalim. Is read Shalom, it's Shaloi Lomas. Hinnah ni noisim le'ez brisi Shalom, that he's not going to die. As we know, Pinchas is a Leo, and therefore, he was Loi Meis. And I saw an interesting pshat. We know that the Gemara says in Brachis, in the end of Masech the Brachis, Hanifta mechaveiroi, someone that's nifta from his friend, is supposed to say, Leich l'shalom. Hanifta min ha-meis, by Elevai, you say, Leich b'shalom. That's the Nusach. Hanifta min ha-chai, when you're leaving someone, you say, Leich l'shalom. And if the men amaze like Bishon, Yesh Lachkar, Elio Anovi was Oyla Besaira Hashemayma, and Elisha was Niftar from Elio. Should he say Lishalim or Bisholim? By amaze, you say Bisholim. By Echa, you say Lishalim. What is this Elio Oyla Besaira Hashemayma? It's not clear. Hinani Noisim like Brisi Sholim. On the land and on the base. You say politically correct. Hinani Noisim like Brisi Sholim. Nish Lishalim, Nish Bishalim. That's a remez, taka, that it's going on Elio. Now, there's a Tshuva Sabi Kivedur about the Vav Ketiyah and about Sifrei Torah, if they do have a Vav Ketiyah and not, which Tzura to the Vav Ketiyah, there's various Tzuras we mentioned. Rabbi Kivedur says that it's really telling the Machloikis, it's interesting. He says, like the Rambam, you don't have to make a Vav Ketiyah. Why? The Gemara says in Kedushim, that's where this whole Sugya comes from, a Balmum that does avoid this puzzle, and Manoah, it brings a Pasuk. And it says, as Brisi Shalom, and it says Sholem without a Vav. So it has to be Sholem, not a Balmum. In fact, the Gemara, but it says Sholem with a Vav. So the Gemara, no, but the Vav is Ketiyah. That's a Gemara. We already said Ramazan, the Yud, stands for the different Nisim, or stands for 10 of the Matnas Kahuna. There's various problems. But the Gemara says it's Vav Ketiyah, and that's the Makar of Sholem. But the Emes is the Gemara brings another Makar for Balmum Pasal. And the Raman Pasal like the other Makar. Zokar v'kivegur and Shubah, l'gabi hilchah sefer Torah. V'balt v'paskin, not v'paskin, but like the Rambam HaMashal, that the Makar of Balmum is from somewhere else, so you don't have to have the din of the Vav Ketiyah. You have Shpeter in the Parsha, all the Shemus of the Shvatim and the Shemus of the Bnei HaShvatim, the Remez, there's a few in Yonim over here, it says, Bnei God l'mishpachoysom, l'tzfoin mishpachas ha-tzfoini, l'chagi mishpachas ha-chagi, l'shuni mishpachas ha-shuni. So I heard an interesting pshat. God is goymel dalim. Gmilas Chasodim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Gimel Dalet, it says a remez for the Aleph base. Gimel Dalet is Gemol Dalim. But you should know, in Gmilas Chasodim, there's a few klolim. A person has to know in which tzura, in which oifen he does Gmilas Chasodim. So it's Legod, which is Gmilas Chasodim, Gemol Dalim. First of all, it's Tzfoin, Mishpachas HaTzfoini. A person has to do it, still a hate, hidden, tzofun. You don't do it with a big traram, with a big sign. You do it of a b'shtila oifen. Another thing is, and this is also important, if you're already doing chesed, Amol, you're talking doing a chesed, you realize the person is a nitzvah, you're doing it. Oh, but you do it with a krecht, you show him a Tisha B'Av face. No, l'chagi mishpachas achagi. As matut shoyim, machim dashmeichel. Und der dritte Sache, this is a big yesoid in Gemilas Chassadim. Lishuni mishpachas hashuni. A lot of times, a one-time thing. Chag tami. You see, there's a big nitzruch, you do a chesed. You know this is a one-time thing. You give him his few hours that you needed, you shvitz hard. You know this is, you're not signing in keva over here. But amol, you have to know, the chesed is be'emes when it's lishuni mishpachas hashuni. Nochamo, when you know you're getting yourself involved in a langa parasha, and you're not near tafamit, you don't sterzich. That's lishuni mishpachas hashuni. So that's the pasuk of b'nei God, that there's a remez on the various oifanim and how to do chesed. Le'ozni mishpachas ha'ozni be'emes, Rashi says this is the mishpach of etzboin. How does etzboin become ozni? Zok techasam soifer b'shem the shlo, based on the Gemara Ksubis Tafei, that why is etzba of a person created to be able to stuff up his oizen and not to hear dvorim asurim? So the etzba goes into the oizen, and this has been a god who is also shcheinim of Dosan Vavirim. Not only B'nai Ruvain, B'nai God and B'Ruvain will live together. And B'nai Ruvain, you had them assigned B'chamisha Manoshim from B'nai Ruvain, let's tell me Shoinim. Of B'nai God, Le'etzboin, it was Le'ozni. They took the Etzba and they stuffed it up with the Oizen. And they weren't Nigrar, Basa the Machlekes. There's Orachayim HaKadosh, B'nai Yehuda, Er V'Oinon. And he ties up in the pasuk in Yonah the Yoima, Bnei Yehuda Er Va'oinan. He says Er is the first Beis Hamikdash, the first Korban. Va'oinan is the second Beis Hamikdash, and Vayomas Er Va'oinan. And then it's Vayiu Bnei Yehuda. The Bnei Yehuda are crying, and we're waiting for Sheila, Peret, Zerach, a whole arichas that this psukim are talking about the Golus V'Geula. There's another stickle arachaim on the Bnei Yisachar Be'emes. On the Bnei Yisachar, in the Shevet Yisachar, not the Bnei Yisachar, not this. In the Bnei Yisachar over here, the Arachayim has a big arichus on each one of the Shemos, what it's Meramis, and Be'ikra by the Bnei Yisachar, he talks about Torah. By Bnei Yehudi, he spoke more about Golas and Geula. On the names of Shevet Yisachar, he talks about Torah, and on one of them, the Puva Mishpacha Sapuni, he says Puva is a lashon of a peh. And it's going on the Peh of Loim De Torah, that a person has to know that the Peh of Loim De Torah is Kodesh, it's a klishores, it has Shem Hashem in it, the Vav Hey, it has the second half of Shem Hashem. And a person has to know to only use the Peh, Taketh Dvarim Shal Kedusha, and not for other things, Chas V'Shalom. And that's one of the Memches Kinyoni Torah, it brings Miyot Sicha. We can still, so interesting, Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Masech the Shabbos, Rab Shirin Bar Yochai said, Ilu Hayisi Oimeg Bahar Sinai, I would have made that there should be, it doesn't say Bria Sa'ilam, it says by Har Sinai, I would have made that there should be each person has two mouths. One for Limud HaTorah and one for the other things. A person has two eyes, two ears, two mouths. One for Limud HaTorah Taka, and one for the other. But he says a person can't be Shaymer on it, it's best that Abish made one. But that person has to know the Puva Mishpacha Sapuni. We have Shpetna, the Parsha, the Ganser Sugya. Vayidaber Moshe El Hashem Leimor. Vayidaber Moshe El Hashem Leimor. Yifked Hashem Alikei Aruchos L'chol Basar Ish Al Ha'eda. Rashi brings that Kivan Sheshem Moshe on the story of the Nachla of Tzlafchad Ubnoisov. He said, Higiyah Ha'eis Levakesh Tzrochai Sheyirish B'niyas Gavusei. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that it should be Mamshech L'Bnoi. And the Eibishter said, no, Kedai ha Yeshua litos harshimush like Moshe mitaycha oil hashakel v'tari. There's a big sugya b'emes. It's a ramon yeredeya, and there's a lot of nice kalim and there's poiskim. Yerusha b'srora. It's a ganzer sugya whether srora goes the Yerusha. Over here there was a shakel v'tari of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Eibishter told him taka that it should go to Yeshua, not to the b'noi. Nochazach b'emes freer. You have by the Benoit Slofchot, Rashi says the Benoit Slofchot, Lemishpachas Menashe ben Yosef. So Rashi says, what's the Hadgosha Lemenashe ben Yosef? So Rashi, Yosef was Mechabev the Oretz. It says Yosef asked the Halisa Mesatzmoysa Mizeh to Eretz Yisrael. And also the Benoit Slofchot were Mechabev as Oretz. So the Achroinim asked, how do you see that the Benoit Slofchot were Mechabev as Oretz? They wanted the Yerusha. It's Grois Geld. Klein Geld. Grois Geld. They wanted the Yerusha. Where do you see Chavivas Haaretz? So the Chasam Sofer says Pshat. There's two Pshat. And one Pshat is, why did they wait till the end of the Arboim Shana? Slavchad was nifter at the beginning. If the Nidin was the Yerusha, was the Nechasim, was the Metaltalin, they would have already made a basic about it in the beginning. It's only when they're coming to Eretz Yisrael, now they're asking for advice because it's the Chavivas Haaretz. Sam Soifa says a different nosach. He says the Benoi Slavchad waited. It's a big chiddush in the chronological order of things, but that's what the Sam Soifa names on, that the Benoi Slavchad waited until the Chetzi Shevet Menashe took the Chelak on Eivra Yarden, and they wanted to be part with the other Chetzi. They wanted to be with the real Eretz. So Malamed that they had Chavivas Haaretz. They didn't even want the Eivra Yarden. They wanted from the Iker Chelak Haaretz. Yeah. So getting back, so Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it Lebona, but the Eibus said it goes to Yeshua. V'nasata mehoitcha alof. Rashi brings Nitzinu lemeidim pnei Moshe kechama pnei Yeshua kelavana. The pastus, the taitch of chama the umas lavana, is not some smaller or larger. The emes mitchila, it says that the yireach and the shemesh were shove until the yireach came to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and the Eibus said he was mamayit, and that's the soid of soyer shal Rosh Chodesh, which is also in the parsha. It's a ganza Indian, the Gemara in Chulin. That has to do with the Miyata Yireach. The emes is the taich of the Levona, as opposed to the Shemesh, is not smaller or larger, it's that it's a reflection. It's a makabel from the Ora Shemesh. It doesn't have Egin Or. Yeshua is kol kulei the Mahus of Talmud. B'yoyser, I was mesupik, when it says that in the beginning the Levona and the Shemesh was Shove. What does it mean, Shove? It could mean that Avadi was going to be a Levona. It was a makabel from the Ora Shemesh. No, it was going to be Shove. The Talmud that Ibrigishtik in the Rebbe. It was Shove to the Rebbe. Not that it was going to be two shamoshim. There was a shemesh and there was a levana. The levana means that it's mekabel. It's the reflection. It's mekabel the aura. In the beginning, it was shove to the aura shemesh, and then the avish that was mamayit. But not that in the beginning it was going to just be two shamoshim. Mechayim. Tzoruch la'ayim. Al kapon over here, the taich by Yeshua is not from a question that Yeshua is smaller or larger. It's rather that he was a Talmud that was Makabel. And he was Makabel from the Pnei Moshe. Rashi brings. Oh no! So that's the text that it's from the it's a makabel. You have Shpeter, the karbonis abyssal arayin karbon tomit tishmeru lahakrav li b'moyadoy tishmeru could be a lashon of va'odiv shomeres hadavar. Shmira could sometimes be to be mitzapet for something, to be mantin u'mitzapet is shmira. I once said that that's the pshat, what it means to be a Shomer Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos doesn't just mean Avad Kipshuta, it means Zahiris in the Yisurim, from the Malacha of Shabbos, but it's also Shomer Shabbos. Someone that's Shomer Shabbos, he's Mitzapah for Shabbos. That's Tishmeru. Pasuk says, Esakeves ha'echa tase b'boiker, v'esakeves ha'sheni tase b'eino arbayim. So there's a word from the Briskerov. There's a stira. This is brought down also in Parshas Tetzaveh, and also in Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Tetzaveh it says, Esakeves ho-echad. Over here in Parshas Pinchas, it says, Esakeves echad. So the Briskerov says, Taich. The Gemara says in Menachos, if you weren't makrav the keves baboiker, then you can't be makrav the bein arboy. But the Gemara says in Menachos, Hani mili, when you were not mischanach the mizbeach yet. But once it was nechnach the mizbeach, then even if you weren't for whatever reason makrav it baboiker, you could be makrav the tomach of bein arbayim, it's not makrav. So Parshas Tetzav is at the beginning when it's being mischanach. Over there it's esakeves ho echad tase baboiker. It must be in the morning and only then could you continue and do the bein arbayim. Interesting, it goes morning first, not Laila comes before yoyim, but over here it's the boiker and then the bein arbayim, it's not Laila yet. But in Parshas Pinchas, when it's already nechnach, it could be esakeves echad. It's interesting that the Chinuch counts the mitzvah of Tmidim over here in Pinchas, not in Tetzaveh. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs and in the Cheshbon of the Seder HaMitzvahs, he counts it over here in Parshas Pinchas. Interesting, why? The Ramban Bechal counts it as two mitzvahs. In the Cheshbon of the Ramban and the Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's Tomei Shel Shachar, and the stomach of Ben Abayim. It's two different mitzvahs, probably for Lumbus and Asach. Asach Zach. But you have the Keves HaEchad and the Keves HaSheni. So you have a Zeh. Interesting medrash. The medrash is clear. So the Pardes Yosef brings down. Interesting medrash. Ben Zoyma Oimer is a machloikis tanoim there. What's the Iker Pasuk that's a central theme in Kol HaTorah Kula? Ben Zoyma Oimer, Shema Yisrael. Ben Nanos Oimer, Ve'ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. Rab Shimon Ben Pazi Oimer, Esakeves HaEchad Tasa Baboiker, Esakeves HaSheni Tasa Ben Arvai. Interesting. Ben Zoyma says Shema Yisrael, Emuna. The Mahusav Ben Adam L'Mokai. Ben Nana says, Vahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, the Gemara and Shabbos, Madaloch Sani L'Chavach L'Savid, Zeh Kol HaTorah Kula, Ve'idach Pirusha Zil Gemara. Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, a parallel to that, Esakeves HaEchad Tasa Baboiker, Esakeves HaSheni Tasa Ben Arvai. What's so centrally themed about that pasuk? And the Medrash continues, Omed, one of the Tanoim HaRagav, Omed, Halok Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. So I heard once a pshat, Esakeves HaEchad Tasa Baboiker, Esakeves HaSheni Tasa Ben Arvai is Hasmoda. It's Tmidus, it's Ritzifus. In the morning, at night, Nochatog, Nochatog, Nishpa Pasna, Nishta Froli, Nishta Gansavoch, to meet them kisidrom, to meet them kisidrom is a very soyvistic kazakh. Alternatively, you could say a pshat, it's going back on the first two, right? Ben Zoyma said Shema Yisrael, Ben Nana said Vahaf L'Reicha Kamoicha, that's Ben Odom L'Chaveh Ben Mokam. So I heard once a pshat, that what does it mean, as a keves echot tase baboike, as a keves hasheni, keves echot echot is a kodesh baruch. And keves sheni, sheni is a pshat, as a mensh, wish and realize that he's alone, is Vahaf L'Reicha Kamoicha, that's Veiti Yedoichet, Kuknish Norav Zich. So come to voice that the Esakeves HaEchad, this Drush Pshat, is taka going on the Shema Yisrael and on the Vahakul Reicha Kamoich of the other two Tanoim. This is Machab Pshat. Abulachar, that's the first time we said that the Taich is that it's a Yisoy Gogol to meet them Kisidron. That a person has to have always to have those two to meet them. And it's Yidua, to Ersh the Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Mamish, the beginning in Simon Aleph and Arachayim, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi, Tomid. And the last Halach and Tuf Reish Tav design at the end, Rabbi Purim Cotton. V'toiv leiv mishte tamid, and vaystais a person should have keseder the shnei tamidim, and it's not a stira to be shivisi Hashem negdi samid with the ernskite, but at the same time v'toiv leiv mishte tamid, a person has to be mekayim from aleph to tof the two tamidim. And then you have the karbonos of Musaf, of Shabbos, of Rosh Chodesh, of the Moedim. The Moed de Kazach I saw brought down in Musaf when davening we say. The Es Musaf Yoim HaShabbos Hazeh Nasev and Akrav Lefanecha. What's the Es Musaf Yoim HaShabbos? We're davening on Shabbos, they're still in the Golos. We're davening next week to be Mashiach. Es Musaf Yoim HaShabbos Hazeh. So it's brought down from the Sefer HaParadeis that the Nesosa brings a very interesting Maisa from the Merami Panu. That La'osid Lovoi, when we're going to bring the Karbonis, we're going to bring all the Karbonis that we've passed. On Rosh Chodesh Nissan, we're going to bring all the Karbonis of the Rosh Chodesh Nissan of the previous years, and Rosh Chodesh of Moyadim, of Shabbos. The Es Musaf Yoyim HaShabbos, Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, Nasev and Akhav HaFanecha, that there's going to be Tashlumin on all of those Karbonis, which is a very big Chiddush. And it's the Indian of Inyon of the Yoyim a little bit, that we're holding in the Bein HaMetzorim, and we're waiting for the Es Musaf Yoyim HaShabbos Hazeh Nasev and Akrav. So again, I saw in the Bnei Yisoschar, in Chesant, he brings from the Arizal that the Chadoshim of the year are all connected a parts of a face of a person. And this each aver of the face of the Rosh of an Adam is connected to various Chadoshim. And Al-Pi the Cheshboinus of the Arizal, Tammuz is connected the Ayin Yamin, and Chodesh Av is connected to Ayin Small. Each one of the Chadoshim is connected. The eyes, the ears, the nose. The two Einayim, Chodesh Tammuz and Chodesh Av, is the Einayim. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Eini, Eini, Yordomayim. Tammuz and Av is the sad Chadoshim. And on the other hand, it says, there's a Gemara in Ksubis, Kalo She'eineha Yofois Ein Kol Gufa Tzricha Bedika. If the Einayim is Yofois, when Tammuz and Av will be Metukin, then Kvar Ein Kol Aguf Tzricha Bedika, everything will be Mesuder when it's the Ayin. And he continues, Kedarka, the Bnei Sotzer, very interesting. He says, Ayin is Gematria 260. And it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Lifnei, it says, Vayar Hashem Kisor Lirois. Sar is 260. Moshe Rabbeinu sees by the Sinai, Hashem sees that Moshe Rabbeinu is staring at it because it's not going to be the Gaul, the Gula right away. Hashem is telling him to be Goyal Yisrael, but it's not. It's going to be Kisar Lirus. It's going to be Ayin Ayin. It's not going to be. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, therefore, Vayoyimer Bia Adoni Shlachno Bia Tishloch. Who's the Shlachno Bia Tishloch? Pinchas and Elio. Pinchas and Elio is also 260. That's what the Abish, that's what the Shaka Vatari there was. Vayar Hashem Kisar Lirus, because we're still going to be holding that the Ayin Ayin is not going to be Metukin yet. So we're waiting for Pinchas Eliyo, which is also that 260. And if here's Ois, we know that there's a big connection between Chodesh Nissan and Chodesh Av. The Pasuk says, in Eches, Biani Bamaroyrim, Hirvani Lano. And there's a lot of things that are connected. We eat the Beitza on Leil HaSeder, it's connected. There's a connection between Chodesh Nissan and Chodesh Av. It's interesting that Chodesh Nissan, the Mazel of Chodesh Nissan is a Tle. The Mazel of Chodesh Av is an Aryeh. Tle and Aryeh is also this 260. That's when it will be, Be'ezer Hashem, Bekorav, we should be Zoichat HaKetir Gula.